6.8 million people checked more than one race box in the 2000 census. One of the goals of the tour is to encourage people to lobby the Department of Education to enforce a mandate approved 2 years ago requiring all schools to provide forms that allow students to check more than one race box when identifying themselves. That's an important issue for Madison resident Andrew Henderson. He brought his two teenage children to meet the tour members. He's an African American married to a white woman. He says despite the rise in the number of multiracial families, they're still not considered part of popular culture. He points to movies and TV shows as an example.
You know, if the hero is black, well, you know, the girl can be white, but there's no romance. But whenever the hero is white and the girl's white, they can always have romance. So Hollywood letting us know through that that it's still not an accepted thing. You know, I mean, no matter how desperate the housewives get, you will never see one of them dealing with an African-American of some sort.
The Generation Mix Tour hopes their effort to draw media attention to the issue will make multiracial marriages more visible and accepted. They're making a documentary film about their 8,000-mile cross-country tour. They plan to enter it in film festivals next year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.